For the third time this year, a giant merger is shaking up the telecommunications industry. The deal this time involves WorldCom, the nation's fourth-largest long-distance company, and MFS, one of the Baby Bell's biggest rivals. The multi-billion-dollar stock deal will create a new company that can provide telephone services and internet access to customers around the world. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The new company will be known as MFS WorldCom and will be headquartered in Jackson, Mississippi. Announcing the deal today, Chief WorldCom Executive Bernard Ebers said, "We are creating the first company since the breakup of AT&T to bundle together local and long-distance services using an extensive fiber optic network owned and controlled by a single company." Frank Governale, an analyst at CS First Boston, says the merger will create a powerful combination.
You have two management teams here who have an extremely strong track record. And with the recent Telecom Act and the FCC's recent orders, I think the combination of these two companies can exploit the new market opportunity, which is really providing integrated telecom solutions to clients. They can do that faster than anybody else.
The merger will create a significant new rival for the Baby Bells and the long-distance companies, AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. MFS WorldCom will have a competitive edge because it can offer business customers one-stop shopping for an array of services. Landmark legislation passed earlier this year aimed at opening the nation's local phone market to competition allows this and similar mergers to go forward. But MFS WorldCom will get a year-and-a-half head start on the nation's top three long-distance providers and the Baby Bells, which still have regulatory hurdles to overcome. The announcement today comes just 2 weeks after one of the companies, MFS, completed its buyout of a successful internet access provider called UUNet. Officials of the new company say they plan to hold down their costs by connecting WorldCom's long-distance networks to MFS's city networks, a move that will allow them to avoid paying the steep access fees local companies usually charge. Already this year, two other former Bell System companies have combined with others. Bell Atlantic agreed to merge with Ninex Corporation in an exchange of stock valued at more than $22 billion. And SBC Communications Incorporated, formerly Southwestern Bell, agreed to buy Pacific Telesis Group for more than $16 billion in stock. Boards of both WorldCom and MFS unanimously approved the transaction Sunday. It must now be approved by shareholders. Company spokesmen say they hope to complete the merger in 4 to 8 months. In Washington, this is Kathleen Schalk reporting.